It may feel like the conversation around guns has shifted since the school shooting in Parkland, Florida, or the more recent one in Texas. But make no mistake, gun ownership is on the rise in McLean County. There are many theories why, from social and political factors to changes in state law. GLT's Ryan Denham talks to gun rights supporters, gun control advocates, and the mayor of a small town with a whole lot of guns.
Illinois State Police data show nearly one in five McLean County residents has a firearm owner's ID, or FOID card. The number of McLean County FOID holders has more than quadrupled since 2010, rising to 34,000 this year. McLean County's rate of gun ownership slightly outpaces the statewide average, though the steep rise since 2010 is mirrored elsewhere downstate, such as Sangamon and Champaign counties. State police say Illinois' list of FOID holders has grown by 100,000 every year since 2008, up to 2.1 million today. The big question is why? One simple factor may be a change in state law in 2008, making FOID cards last 10 years instead of 5. That's kept more FOID cards active. But that's not the biggest reason, according to Richard Pearson of Chatsworth, president of the Illinois State Rifle Association. He helped engineer the 10-year FOID card.
They feel that the society is kind of unraveling. They hear all these stories about people who commit crimes, often heinous crimes, murder, rape, things like that, and they always seem to get off. So they're interested in taking care of themselves and their families or their loved ones or wherever they are because they no longer have faith in the system, and I think that's probably the main driver.
To be sure, a single break-in or brush with crime could lead anyone to buy a gun. But Pearson's theory runs contrary to data showing violent crime in the U.S. has fallen sharply over the past quarter century. Property crime has also declined significantly over the long term. Yet, as Pew Research Center studies and other research has found, public perceptions about crime often don't align with the data. Illinois is hardly the gun-friendliest state in the country. It only began offering concealed carry licenses in 2013. It was the last state to do so, and only after the courts forced its hand. That new access to concealed carry is another driver behind the growth in FOID holders, Pearson says. To get a concealed carry license, you must also have a FOID card, in addition to completing training in the classroom and at the range. There are 3,500 concealed carry license holders in McLean County, or around 1 in 10 FOID holders and about 2% of the overall population. That's on par with concealed carry trends in Champaign and Sangamon counties, too. The controversy around guns itself may be also driving up interest in owning them. While former President Barack Obama raised grave concerns about guns with each mass shooting that came and went, his administration never accomplished substantive gun control reform. But that didn't stop gun rights supporters from stoking fear, according to Mark Walsh, campaign director for the Illinois Council Against Handgun Violence.
I think if you look back at the rhetoric that was coming from the pro-Second Amendment organizations and the gun manufacturers, it was that there was such a threat nationally with President Obama to take away your firearms. You know, he was going to knock on your door personally and confiscate your guns, which obviously we never saw happen.
From the other side, Richard Pearson saw something similar.
We saw it start taking off under President Obama. It just sort of rocketed.
The same was true in Illinois, where Pearson says the number of FOID holders has jumped statewide from around 1 million in 2008 to 2.1 million today. That's around 16% of Illinois residents. Here's Mark Walsh.
With Governor Quinn was his strong gun violence prevention stance. It was in favor of the assault weapons ban, large capacity magazine bans, as well as increased background checks. So I think some of it was raising fears among gun owners that, you know, this is going to happen and you should go out and make sure you're able to purchase as soon as possible.
Pearson explains the psychology behind it this way.
For a long time, people have felt the Second Amendment has been under attack, and everybody kind of took it for granted. But I think many more people then wanted to own a firearm. And to do that in Illinois, you have to have a FOID card. So I think that is one of the main drivers of it. We see this constantly in all sections of the state and, all parts of the United States, that people are becoming more aware of gun ownership, and they want to become a gun owner. They want to be able to exercise that right.
Just like other parts of the country, state police data show that the rate of gun ownership varies within McLean County, depending where you live. In the 61761 zip code from Normal, only about 11% of residents in 2016 had a FOID card. That's well below the countywide average of 17% that year. That same lower gun tally was found in the 61704 and 61701 zip codes in Bloomington. In rural areas, though, gun ownership is more common. In the 61725 zip code in northwestern McLean County, that includes Carlock, around 600 of 1,600 residents have a FOID card. That's more than a third. It's among the highest in McLean County.
I'm not really surprised, honestly. It's a more of a conservative community.
That's Jeremiah Houston, the mayor of Carlock. He recently ran for McLean County Board as a Republican.
You know, it's a good friendly community. You know, kids hang out with one another. Neighbors try to be neighbors.
Houston says guns are not a huge topic of discussion in Carlock, although there are flare-ups. The Carlock Volunteer Fire Department faced criticism earlier this year for raffling off four guns, two handguns and two rifles, as a fundraiser, around the same time as the school shooting in Parkland, Florida. Other communities do similar raffles. Houston says he personally believes people and their poor choices are to blame for gun violence, not the weapons themselves. His red line is mental illness.
I don't think people with mental illnesses should have access to a gun. For example, schizophrenic or manic bipolar or somebody that's severely depressed, because you have no idea what type of choices you're going to make.
He says gun control is a thorny subject.
Do I believe there needs to be tighter regulations on the gun itself? No. Do I feel there needs to be tighter regulations on how they get access to a gun? Absolutely. If there's somebody with severe mental illness, they shouldn't have that access.
There are a few caveats with the state police's FOID data. There are 34,000 FOID holders in McLean County in 2018 out of around 172,000 residents. But that 172,000 residents includes children who are less likely to get a FOID card, meaning the 20% or so of residents with a FOID card may actually be an underestimation. A minor can apply for a FOID card, but only with a parent or legal guardian as a sponsor. Another caveat, just because you have a FOID card doesn't mean you actually own a gun. It just gives you permission to own a gun. Here's Richard Pearson.
No, I would say it's about 99% of mine.
There are not many states like Illinois that require a person to have any sort of card or license or permit to own a gun. It's according to Lindsay Nichols, federal policy director of the Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence. She says most states only require a person to have a permit or license if they're going to carry it in public.
There is a lot of good evidence that requiring those states that require a permit to purchase a handgun or all firearms, that has a very strong effect on like homicide rates and suicide rates and also on gun trafficking.
There are so many FOID holders in Illinois that the state police is asking those who obtained those 10-year cards back in 2008 to submit their renewal applications early. Here's Sergeant Jacqueline Cepeda with the state police.
Currently, we have more than 50,000 FOID cards that are due for renewal between June 1st and August 1st of this year. And we've already sent renewal notices to people whose cards will be expiring on June 1st, and we will continue to do so. We really want to recommend for people to submit the renewal applications at least 1 or 2 months in advance in order for us to have adequate time to process them.
Applicants can visit the Illinois State Police Firearm Services Bureau website to renew. I'm Ryan Denham.
Have you become a first-time gun owner in the past few years? We'd like to speak with you for an upcoming story on GLT. Get in touch with us by emailing news@wglt.org or finding the contact form on this story at wglt.org.